With Super Tuesday voting ending, the focus will shift to the 6 states that will vote March 10th, followed by Ohio and the 3 states that hold primaries on March 17th. It's the first time Ohio has voted on St. Patrick's Day, and it's created a few problems. Cuyahoga County Board of Elections Director Tony Perlotti says voters at 2 downtown Cleveland polling places were notified that they could encounter traffic from the parade on Election Day. Then he asked polling places throughout the county if they had holiday events scheduled.
And I'm glad we did that because there's conflicts out in these suburbs. I have 11 polling locations that I do have to move. That's 29 precincts. We're talking about 26,000 voters.
Those voters were then notified. The Lucas County Board of Elections in Toledo also reports having to move 2 polling places because of St. Patrick's Day conflicts. But no holiday-related moves were reported in Franklin, Hamilton, Summit, or Mahoning counties. Tom McCabe at the Mahoning County Board of Elections in Youngstown said their parade is on the weekend, as it is in many cities, so there were no potential parade conflicts. But St. Patrick's Church agreed to move a lunch scheduled for that day to the weekend as well, so there could be voting there. But he did note one other problem.
We have a pretty big Irish celebration here. St. Patrick's Day is a big day in Mahoning County, you know, big Irish population. And so we've had some poll workers that chose not to work because of St. Patrick's Day.
But McCabe says he's confident those poll workers will return this fall. Last year, Republican lawmakers set the primary for after March 15th to award all the state's GOP presidential delegates to the party's winner. The only candidate in that contest now is Donald Trump. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.